State Senator Keith Wagoner is qualified to answer questions related to legislative leadership. Wagoner is a Republican from Skagit County. He is his party's whip. What does a whip do?
It's a good question. Sometimes I joke that I'm like a glorified hall monitor or classroom monitor. I'm responsible to know where members are during a legislative session at all times. And sometimes they have to be off the floor, either for interviews like this one or medical reasons or lots of other things come up in a legislator's life where they have to be absent from the floor for a while. So one of the most important things I do is excuse them from votes. That's a tallied item. So every missed vote sort of counts against your record. And there's watchdog groups out there who keep track of that. But an excused vote is treated differently. So one of the things I do, and I sit in the back of our caucus where I can see all the seats. If there's an empty seat and there's a narrow window where you can stand up and address the president of the Senate and excuse members from a vote if they aren't present.
Why was this a job that you sought?
Well, there's sort of two tracks in the legislature for moving up. There's committee. We aspire to be chairs of committees or ranking members in the case of the minority. So that's one track. And then there's the leadership track. And the rules of our caucus, typically, if there's enough people, is that you're either in leadership or you're a ranking or committee chair. I feel like my background as a naval officer and a Naval Academy graduate, the leadership is sort of my forte. That's the reason I put my name in for consideration.
So you talked about essentially being the hall monitor. Do the members resent the fact sometimes that you're following their every waking moment to kind of keep an eye on where they are?
I think they mostly appreciate it. They certainly would resent if I missed excusing them from a vote. So that's one element. And I have made errors before because there's a lot going on at the floor all at once. And as I mentioned, there's a very narrow opportunity between debating a bill and when we go to vote. And once the president calls for a vote, you may not stop it. That it's an alphabetical binary vote. And once that starts, there's nothing you can do. If someone happens to pop up and leave the floor, I'm stuck.
I imagine there's some strategy in it, too. For example, if you're working on a bill that you think is going to be a pretty narrow vote, you might want to let the leaders who control the debate know that we've got a couple of people stepping off here. If you need the vote here pretty soon, you might want to push it off until they get back. Am I accurate in that perception?
You are. And we typically strategize during our caucus about those certain types of issues. A lot of times, I think people have the traditional image of the whip sort of threatening people to vote the right way. That is not the way it works, certainly not in our caucus. The members are essentially, for the most part, the default is you're autonomous. You get to vote your conscience and you get to vote your district. There are rare occasions when we need to know how many people are voting for or against an issue. And one of the things that I do as a whip, because I can hold in confidence those discussions with individual members, a lot of times our leader, Senator Braun in this case, needs to know where we are on an issue, but he doesn't want to know who stands where. So I'll go out and I'll canvass the members individually and maybe give him a number. Like we've got four people who are undecided and three who are a no and everybody else is yes. That gives him a tool and gives our floor leader a tool to know how to manage the conversation and what bills and also our discussions with the majority party.
So you've just mentioned the name of another, the floor leader. What does the floor leader do?
Yes. So our floor leader, Senator Shelley Short, manages the parliamentary procedure and is basically the lead speaker from our side of the aisle and interacts a lot with the majority floor leader and the president of the Senate, who's the lieutenant governor. But when he's standing in front of us, he's the president of the Senate. So those two leaders control the conversation, what bills are to be heard next, also raise concerns. You know, you raise points of order, things like that. It's a very important and very dynamic position. And I'm always amazed at how great our floor leader is, because she'll catch a procedural error or make a motion quickly before the gavel comes down. So it's an interesting and dynamic position. I'm really proud of our floor leader.
So we've talked about the whip, we've talked about the floor leader, and you mentioned John Braun, who's your caucus leader. Are there others that I've missed?
So in the United States Senate and or House of Representatives, the whip's the number two position. In our legislature, the whip's the number four position. I'd like to be called number two, but that's not the case. Our number two position is the caucus chair, and that's Senator Junie Warnick. So she manages the caucus, and when we run through bills and get briefed by our ranking members, she manages that whole process. It's a very big job. So she coordinates with the floor leader, with the leader, and with myself to find out where people are, where we stand on issues, and we get them all herded into the caucus room, and that's when Senator Warnick takes over.
Senator Keith Wagoner represents Eastern Skagit and Snohomish counties. He is the Senate Republican whip. That's the number four position in his caucus.